from the twisted realm of science and the darkest pits of reason comes chilling tales of godlessness. Bear witness to the unfathomable terror that is the Good Atheist.
I don't know how many radio shows you have been on my left and I have been on your right, and today we've just turned that around and I just feel lost. I feel absolutely confused and lost.
Well, this should be an interesting show. Good thing it's a free one.
And you know what? It's funny because this is like one of those skeptic things. You know when you were making fun of John McCain for having like 500 little good luck charms,
yeah,
in his
lucky
pocket?
Penny and rabbit's foot and all this other kind of crazy superstitious bullshit.
I wouldn't say it's, well, I don't know if I'd say it's superstitious. It's just does it make sense? Is there a scientific
reason?
That is
superstitious.
It is just superstitious.
That is definition of superstition.
I just feel right like there. I feel like I'm outside of my comfort zone. You know, it's like if you're feeling good in a blanket, why take that blanket off and sit in the snow?
Well, you know, nobody's going to deny the fact that a blanket feels good, but when you suddenly say that, say, your keychain is somehow bringing you luck, then you're making a claim about something that is testable. And if you have no factual evidence to back that, then, sir, that is superstition.
Well, here's the deal. This is what I've never understood. Maybe you can explain this to me, but why is it that it seems like a lot of religious people believe in luck? And where does luck play into standard Judeo-Christian, you know, how does that work?
They don't view it as luck, my friend. No.
It's
no.
God's grace?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, like, when people are like, oh, I was in this kind of situation, and all of a sudden, you know, something happened and made my life better. Maybe that something happened was a friend helped you in a time of need, and now you're all better. You're just going to say, bless the Lord for that.
But I'm talking about these people like, say, you know, John McCain with his lucky penny, or, you know, the chicks down at the bingo place with all of their troll dolls, you know, their little fucking literal shrine of things to worship to hope that you'll win, you know?
I think it has to do with those Milford experiments on pigeons, you know, where they used to put them in these little enclaves, and they'd have a food dispenser that was programmed to act randomly. So what would happen? Well, all these birds would start behaving really, really strangely because, you know, the bird was turning clockwise, and all of a sudden a food pellet went down, and maybe he did that a couple other times, and boom, a connection was made, and that was it. He kept on dancing around, dancing and dancing and dancing. Mm. Like, he had formed a new habit, and we're just like that. We see pattern where there is no pattern.
Yeah, like Jim Carrey and Jenny McCarthy with that whole autism thing.
Oh, yeah, these guys are just hilarious, yeah. Mm. Like, they obviously, they view correlation with causation, which is a common fallacy, but, I mean, beyond that, like the real superstitious element, because that's not superstitious, that's just misinformed.
That's bad science.
That's just bad science. But somebody who really thinks, if I wear these underwear that I have not washed since Burning Man, then good things happen to me. You know, that's superstition. Mm. Or not wanting to walk underneath a ladder. You know why people don't do that?
Because ladders can fall and hurt you.
No, I wish it was that simple. No, because you break a triangle, and triangles were considered to be, you know, sacred things according to Pythagoreans. Mm-hmm. That's like all the way back 2,000 years. Like, that's why you don't walk under triangles. It's stupid.
Yeah, I can understand. Like, that's pretty ridiculous. But I can just understand the good common sense of don't walk under a fucking ladder.
Yeah, well,
you
that's
know?
Just good common sense.
And don't break glass.
Don't you just get annoyed, though, like the fact that there is no 13th floor? I mean, I get confused sometimes, you know. I'm like, oh shit, where's the, what?
I find it quaint. I dig it. It harkens back to like a more superstitious time, and I like to look at it and go, huh, that's fucking hilarious that the construction people and the building management decided that they weren't going to have a fucking 13 man.
I am just embarrassed. I am embarrassed. Like, I want to know when in the history books it'll be said that 13 is no longer considered a bad number.
You gotta understand, though, that it's stuff, you need to keep stuff like that around to remind you of how religious, ridiculous all religions are, but just of how ridiculous we were not so very long ago. You need reminders. If you don't have reminders, you start thinking you're hot shit. And then where do we end up?
I don't know if that's the proper way of reasoning that, but you know what? I'm gonna give you that one. I'm just gonna give you that one. We're going to assume that is wise. More superstitions. No. No, I'm being sarcastic. I'm not giving you a walk on this one. Okay, that's crazy. Crazy talk. Crazy, crazy, crazy. These are not reminders. These are the things that people do without thinking.
I'm just saying that having the thing in the elevator without the missing thing, it's good to see that and go, wow, we were really stupid. Because if we don't have reminders like that to remind us of how stupid we were, then...
What is this? Is. We is that stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
We is that stupid, buddy. We just is. Okay, one thing I wanted to talk about first on the show... is this survey that came out recently that I posted up on the website that showed that, well, showed. This survey suggested that people who are more religious tend to support torture than more than those who are just only moderately or not religious. And the big question here is anyone really surprised? Like, honestly.
Well,
anybody surprised?
You know, it's one of those things that should be confusing, but unfortunately isn't anymore, just because we understand it now.
It's kind of one of those, huh, yeah, I can see it. I can see it.
It's kooky, but I believe it.
I actually enjoyed the comments from the site that posted it, because there were some people, they had a good point. One woman was like, well, if you're going to show that side of the spectrum, you also have to show the other side where, you know, maybe people that are religious are more likely to give to charity and that kind of stuff, which there are also studies that seem to suggest that that's true. They may be more generous. But I thought that was kind of like a weird... Is that like a weird justification of torture? Of saying, well, it also does good things too. I'm like, no, that doesn't give you a pass. That does not give you a pass. Just because some of your adherents are good, no, it does not mean that your belief is good.
Well, you know, a lot of people, we talk about it all the time. Are people... What are you going to be on the wrong side of history? And we've already said we've accepted the fact we're going to get them meat eats while the meat eats are good. And we're going to be on the wrong side of the meat eating... fucking thing, but we're not on the wrong side of the gay issue.
Feel pretty confident about that one.
The racial issue, not on the wrong side of that, not on the wrong side of abortion.
We're looking pretty good in terms of our karmic choices.
Yeah, yeah.
So history-wise, we won't look too bad.
And we won't be wrong on the torture side and the capital punishment side, which is another thing that's always interesting to note that religious people seem to be more into than the non-religious.
I think it's kind of like that final solution kind of mentality. And you know, it's reminiscent of what torture really is. I mean, if you execute someone, do you even really care if they're suffering or not? Obviously, no. You probably even want them to suffer. You know what I mean?
Let me throw this by you, because I just came up with this, and I don't know if it's insane or not. But you know how religious people are always basically, judge not, lest ye be judged? But the truth of the matter is, everybody's being judged by God all the time. There's like a big tabulator in the sky going off. So
right,
they figure that whatever's going on, they're not going to judge you, but God is judging you. And
therefore,
if somebody's going to get executed or tortured, they're just saying, you know what? That's God.
Well, he's
judging you.
No, they're just saying,
not.
I'm sending you to him. That's the only thing, you know? I mean, life, for religious people, for really religious people, life is just that brief. It is just a period of time where you are here to be tested in order to be able to move on to your real life, which is your afterlife.
And so it's like the elementary school of existence?
Kind of,
and
yeah.
If you flunk out of that, you don't want to know where you go.
I know. What do your parents keep telling you? You know, like, study for that math test. You have no idea what happens after. A whole eternity of joblessness. That's what happens. So you got to pay attention in school, kids. And in the brief period that is life, apparently.
Or, yeah.
This is what I always found funny, really, about these types of religion. Because they always call themselves, this is a religion of life. But really, it is a cult of death. You know, you are obsessed about what happens when you die. Everything before it is all this confusing manual. Say we take the Bible. A confusing manual that basically allows you to, I don't know, have some kind of secrets to get into heaven. Because they paint a pretty sweet picture. But it is an exclusive club, let's face it. Okay, this is not a everyone is ye welcome. This is a you either believe in Jesus or you're going to hell. So, I don't know. I always kind of found it funny. How dare they accuse me of not being able to appreciate life and beauty, but meanwhile these guys just don't care about living. They care more about what happens when their bodies die. I'm like, nothing. That's what happens. Like, a lot of effort for nothing. Just poof. Dirt. Better get used to that. You know what the numbers were? They were pretty scary. Okay, basically, here's what the statistics were. About 54%, this was the highest, except for evangelicals, which reported above 60%, that said the torture is justified. But the difference were The difference was if the people that were less likely or sort of like infrequently going to church were there was a 12% decrease. So that's a pretty significant decrease. Even though, I mean, 42% is still pretty shameful. Oh, 42.
Well, do you have the question?
Because no, I really don't.
That's the whole thing. I really distrust statistics because you never know how the question was asked, how big the pool of people being polled is, and it's just. You know, there's so many shades of gray. It's kind of like if it was that whole, if you put that Jack Bauer 24 scenario that the mainstream media was always playing where you got a terrorist in your clutches and he knows.
He's a terrorist.
He just planted that bomb and he knows the fucking code.
Oh my God.
So you got a terrorist. You got to beat it out of him to save America. Then you're going to do it.
You know? We're going to save America.
If that's the question, I'd be like, well... You know, yeah, it's kind of like that whole thing. My beef with Batman, the Dark Knight.
Yeah,
was how basically everybody knew by the end of the movie that you had to kill the
Joker. You had to kill the Joker.
Yet here's Bruce Wayne going, I just don't. I you know, he's right there. Just shoot him in the fucking
face. No, you know what? Maybe you have a dilemma about the type of way that you're going to kill him. I may not suggest drowning, but it is an option. You got to put that on the table out there.
It's ridiculous because at the end he says, I will be that Dark Knight. Yet he doesn't go into the police station and kill the Joker right there and be like, I just did what you guys couldn't do. See ya. That's
a motherfucking Dark Knight, let me tell you.
Because every so often you need that. And that's the whole thing. It's like, I'm going to say above and beyond across the board, Jesus, I feel like I'm sliding into the right wing hack
you
of this
really
show.
You really are.
In a 24 situation, yeah, of course. If there's the Joker, I will torture and kill the Joker. But for the most part, I am very much against the government ever setting up any kind of situation where they could say, yes, let's do this. Because they're really...
There is no Jack Bauer situation.
No, there
that
is
situation
not.
It's all
is
ridiculous.
It is absolutely imaginary.
It is ridiculous. It's called 24. It's a show. It is a dramatization.
And not even a very...
It's not entertaining.
No.
I don't respect anyone who likes 24. All right, I want to move on to the next subject, which was a article that I put up. It was just basically something funny that I'd seen. It was Billy Corgan's Twitter, which I just thought was hilarious because the man is a whack nut. And I know that it was linked apparently on his website, and there were quite a few people that came back saying, how dare you? And it's like, oh, why you call him wacko? He's a beautiful human being. And, you know, so on and so forth. Because apparently if you make moderately good music, you are immune from any kind of like criticism ever. Like you can do no wrong because you were talented once. And I'm like, no. Do you want me to read you some of the quotes? I think they're quite
I seem to remember
hilarious.
The quotes being as quite nut-tastic. So absolutely, let's go for it.
Okay, let's go into some of these. All right, here's a good one. If God is love and love is truth, then anything not born of love or truth is not born of God.
That's fucking sad. You know
that's
what?
That's weird.
That's the kind of thing you find at a suicide murder scene.
You know, it kind of reminds me of something that one of the Mansons would write on a wall covered in blood.
No, they were a lot more guttural. People give them too much fucking credit. They were just idiots.
It's true. They were pretty stupid. Okay, here's another one. Each one of us is a living sun, readily able to transmute the best of our love in grace.
That actually sounds more like magic talk than religion talk.
I don't understand his obsession with sun. Here's another one. He wrote it again, except for he wrote it wrong. Us a living sun, ready able to transmute the best of our love in grace. Smile, you're on. I think he was quite high when he wrote that, honestly. Here's another one. The majesty of God's kingdom is ever present. Each one of us has the opportunity today to reach out to another in forgiveness and in peace, ma.
You know what? Like reading this guy's Twitter and the frequency, if this is actually him, he has a pretty fucking Kenneth Parcells existence. That page from 30 Rock who's just always happy. He's just like, everything's
so great. And you know what? I'm trying to actually find something that isn't just sort of like having to do with God. God or
like,
his happiness
like,
of God.
Like hey,
there's nothing else other than that.
Like maybe this. Hey, I wrote a new song. Check it out.
Oh. I don't know. Just one of those things. I mean, I'd assume that Billy Corgan, who is trying to promote Smashing Pumpkins, might have something to say about, oh, I don't know, music. Just a thought here.
Anyways.
But this is literally, I don't think I've seen anyone talk about God as much on their Twitter. And I felt the need to comment and or joke about it. That is what I do. I'm a hater. I don't know why anyone's surprised me. Like, why you got a hate on these guys? Why you like that? I don't know. I do it for a living now.
I know, you have real hate. I'm impressed. I mean,
you're a conservative piece of shit. You hate everyone.
I have my hate too, but it comes wrapped in a thin, transparent shell of love.
You know, for me, it's not even so much hate as I'm just tired of people spewing out crap that doesn't make sense and that's pathetic.
How dare he say what he wants to say on his Twitter?
Oh, how dare he send his fans after me? Like, leave me alone. Leave me alone. I am actually, you know what I do? I provide a service. I provide a service for people who are godless and who appreciate the comedy of your godly ways. That's what they appreciate. That's what they love. And your fans, maybe they love everything you do. I am not one of these people. I criticize you, sir, for your pathetic excuse for poetry that you probably assume is very wise. Very wise. I bet you when he wrote, "God is everywhere except the airport," he thought he was being very quaint. How clever and droll. No.
Actually, that's not bad. I'm just thinking about that right now. That could mean a whole bunch of different things. And it's kind of like a hacky sack I'm playing around in my brain right now. I dig that.
You dig it? You're Billy Corgan fan?
God is everywhere except the airport. I kind of dig that.
I tell you, I think he's everywhere except for Abu Ghraib. God is not an Abu Ghraib.
I like God is everywhere, but here. But here. He's not over here.
He's not here. All right, the last piece of news. What?
Okay, we can do your piece of news, but I want to do a piece of news, too.
Okay, do your piece of news, then.
Okay, well, you notice how... you remember last week we were talking about the swine flu, and we're still here for now.
Oh, yeah. Prediction failed, but...
No, otherwise. But you know what? Prediction... you predicted that the religious people would go end of days, and that was a bit off. But what they did do is everybody in Egypt has decided that they're going to execute all of the pigs in Egypt.
Well, don't forget the fact that in Israel, they don't want to call it the swine flu.
Well, that was the first step. See, the conservative people in Israel were basically saying, let's not call it swine flu because hearing the word swine is offensive to us. It's like, I don't know, having a disease
it's
called...
Like, it's pig fucker flu. Pig fucker flu. You know, you would probably want to rename it.
Or Muhammad's anus flu, you know? And they'd be like, that's offensive. Please change the name. So, but the next step was that people in Egypt, the Egyptian government has basically decreed that all hogs and pigs in Egypt are to be slaughtered.
You know, it sounds like one of those things that you put in a Bible. And then the king of Egypt said, "Slay all ye swine, for they are beasts of terror."
Now, this is despite, of course, the fact that there have been no cases of swine flu in Egypt, and that you actually, catch it from people now. It's not, hog to human as much.
Well, that's why they wanted to change it also. That's what the justification they used to changing it to H1N1.
Yeah.
My girlfriend was all like, no, this is a good idea. And I said, this is a business decision, really.
No.
This is like a decision both... by religious people who are like, swine is offensive, and pork producers who are like, we can't let anyone know where this has come from.
Well, you gotta understand, it's ridiculous to keep a name that basically causes crazy idiots to kill animals, like hundreds of thousands of animals.
I'll be honest with you, I actually, I'm kind of down with it. I'll explain to you why. I think we need to reanalyze our relationship with animals, particularly animals that we eat. Like, it is a very unhealthy thing that we're doing. And we need to start dealing with this problem. The avian flu was just one example of it. Swine flu is another, and there are plenty of other domesticated animals that share much too much genetic similarity with us that are just waiting to infect us.
So are you saying that we have to take a Highlander-type attitude towards animals with similar gene structures?
No, what I'm saying is that, A, let's adopt... these kinds of food animals that share fewer similarities with us genetically, that's a good idea, starting with cockroaches. Mm-mm, delicious cockroaches. Mm. Failing that, I say that we should actually seriously scale back the types, the degree to which we eat meat, really, honestly. We have to scale that back, because it's a powder keg situation. We're not ready to... for it.
It sounds to me like you're getting on the right side of history as far as this whole meat-eating thing goes.
I'm trying to be as least specious as possible. I'm trying to be progressive. Look, I would love an alternative to meat. I love it. I can't help it. It is my biology. But I recognize that it is a serious environmental and health problem. It really is.
Dude, you've gotten soft on us since we started smoking weed.
You're big softy. You care for everything. I'm like, damn you. It really is the hippie weed.
It's taking you to the left.
It really is. But you know what? I can't stop eating meat because my body is going to demand it. But I have been trying to scale back in my brain. Mm. You know, I'm like, oh, of course I'm eating less meat. Only 3 hamburgers instead of 4. I'm yeah. being smart about it. I'm being smart. Look, they changed avian flu to SARS. But they changed swine flu to H1N1. But at the end of the day, it doesn't eliminate the problem that we have from both species. I mean, it went from bird to pig, literally. That's the problem.
I can agree with you, but you can't possibly be saying that what Egypt is doing, because even though they're doing it for a stupid reason, it's good for some abstract idea that you have in your head about some way that the Earth should go in, but it's not going to. So this is just basically a big pig holocaust in Egypt.
I find it, look, the pigs were going to die anyways. It's not like, ooh, they were killed sooner. You know what, they're feed pigs.
It's going to be interesting to find out what they do with all of that meat. Betcha anything, Egypt sitting on the map, relatively close to a bunch of places where people starve to death, is probably just going to, I don't even
know. You can't transport that pig over there.
I don't know what they're going to do with it, but they're going to do something like, just, they're going to bury it.
I get it. I find it hilarious when countries do this kind of thing, because it just shows how stupid they are, just really how stupid. And
but this is why I'm saying that you shouldn't be encouraging these guys, because Egypt is doing it because they're fucking idiots, and that's terrifying to think about, that Egypt is run, obviously.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry that is terrifying, but that is the reality. So we have to protect Egypt from itself?
No.
Because of a name? I'm like, you know what, Egypt's going to do stupid things anyways, so let's forget about Egypt. It is a butthole of the world, right? That's what it is. A butthole. It's like, learned to properly understand sort of like epidemiology, and then maybe, you know, you can be invited to the grown-up table. Just one of those things, you know? If, like, you want to be a big boy, you got to start acting your age. Egypt, shame on you.
Countries are big enough now that they can cause all sorts of problems. I thought we learned that.
We didn't. Okay, speaking of small countries, Sweden has given the shaft to the Madonna of Orgasm Church, and not the way that they want it, not the hard shaft that they crave so much, but rather the church denial shaft, which they're saying, well, you cannot be registered as a faith organization because you are offensive to the Christian faith.
So wait a second. The Madonna, okay.
Yeah, you remember that the church that literally worships the orgasm?
Okay, because here's the thing. When you just say Madonna of Orgasm Church, I mean, especially in Europe, I figured that there's... I was kind of imagining this as just being one of those unfortunately named from, like, the 14th century organizations. This is the actual literal religious orgasm church.
That is correct. Church based on orgasms and all about orgasms. I think, though, that it's mostly, you know, probably more dudes than girls. It's like one of those dating sites, you know, you go on, 900 guys, 4 girls.
I don't know, you know, the Raelians up here in Quebec have a similar open love kind of vibe going on, and it's just nothing but chicks.
Shut up, dude.
I swear to God.
All right, let's start a cult, man.
They're pretty granola, but, you know, that's the way you're rolling lately. So.
You shut your mouth, I'm not going to no cult. All right, jeez.
I'm just saying you're going granola, not cultish.
You're going all right. You're all going right wing. You know what? We're going to be the odd couple. In a couple of months, you know, you're going to be all like, well, I said previously that I wasn't for torture, but yeah, I've since rescinded.
You know, it's funny because I was thinking, I'm not right wing. I hate the police. And then I realized that just makes me really right wing.
Limited government. That's what I want. No police. I want to have my own gun. Police myself.
No. Vigilante time. I am very fucking left. I am just so left it confuses people.
What, into thinking you're a communist or something? You're kind of like one of those classic communists. You know what, that's what it is. You're Russian communist.
I'm just not a hardcore ideology. You know? I'm generally left, but I have some fucking deeks in there. Some belief deeks?
Yeah. I don't even know if that makes any sense.
We'll talk about it some other time.
All right. Well, the only reason I mentioned it is just because
you wanted to get that good shafty pun in there.
No. The reason was you were proud of that. Well, yeah, I was, but that wasn't the reason why I wanted to mention it. The reason I wanted to mention it is that I'm saying, like, listen, if you are in Sweden right now, you need to support this church, and I'll tell you why. Because the more religious institutions there are, the more it waters it down, you know what I mean? Like, that's what religions hate. They hate the fact that there are just hundreds of other religions. So we need to prop those other ones, you know? Just support them, and it'll give us all the more reason to believe in nothing. I think that that's all right. So that's what I mean. It's kind of like you ever go to a grocery store and there's like 10,000 different selections of bread, and you just can't make that selection. Too much choice. I take the same attitude with religion. Give them too much choice, and people will pick nothing. People will pick nothing because they're like, fuck it. I don't know what.
Who did the sheep follow if there are like 10,000 shepherds?
I don't know. Nobody. Nobody. So that's kind of like my revelation. So that was my idea to throw in there.
You're just another sheep herder over in the corner trying to yell out your own particular brand to come hither, sheep.
Yeah, well, it's true. It's true.
Nobody. Team Nobody.
Hey, you're part of Team Nobody, bitch.
Yes.
Awesome. Got one member. All right.
Until I get kicked out for being too right-wing.
Well, you are pretty crazy.